T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, it sounds like it was just cramps. He should be fine. So we got him, kind of situated inside, got some fluids in him, and he seems to be doing fine now.
Is there any concern that he could miss his next start?
Not at this moment, no.
What went into the decision to use Chris Flexen in the eighth there?
You know what? We brought him up for a reason. He's been throwing the ball well. We had 3 guys down today, and he was the next guy that we felt could give us a great inning. And he threw the ball well. He just fell behind 3-0 to a dangerous hitter and had to throw 2 strikes. Didn't execute the slider as well as he'd liked, and he popped it out of there. The bottom line is our bullpen was tremendous today. 5 innings, 1 run. The tail of the game was they were 1 swing away, we were 1 swing away, and they made 1 good swing.
Tim in the front.
What did Noah's MRI show?
He's obviously had it, but it hadn't been read and diagnosed yet, so we're waiting on the doctors to do that.
Is that maybe not going to happen until tomorrow, I guess?
We'll let you guys know when it happens.
Rich in the front.
Mickey, obviously the last few weeks you guys have been flirting with trying to get back to the 500 mark. You talked about it during the Yankee series, but now you embark on a pretty challenging road trip. Is this like a watershed moment for your season, this road trip?
I wouldn't ever put, that terminology on anything, because it's never over. It's over and you have a chance. We need to get to 500. We talked about it this morning as a group. We need to get to 500, and then we need to start adding on past that. And we have a chance to do that on this road trip, and I expect we're going to play good baseball and get that accomplished.
Zach on the right.
Mickey, what makes you think you're going to get that accomplished? You're facing 3 playoff contenders. Your bullpen, 3 games this weekend, you had leads and couldn't hold it. What makes you think you're going to...
Yeah, we're putting ourselves in position to win games, and I expect our bullpen to, turn things around. They're not going to be like this all the time. So once we get that turned around, our starting pitchers are doing their job. Our offense has been swinging the bat really well, and that one last piece, get that bullpen going, then we're going to be able to do what we want to do and get to 500 and then surpass that.
Ryan in the front.
Mickey, with Noah, I guess, how big of a hit is it to, lose him to the injured list at this point, especially with this tough stretch of schedule that you're going through? And have you gotten reports on Lockett at Syracuse, and could he be an option on Thursday?
It is a hit. It's always a hit when you lose one of your guys, but we have to have somebody step up in his place. We're going to discuss the options, moving forward. We have several that we could go to. Yeah, Lockett has been throwing and pitching and is healthy. So he's going to be remain an option, obviously.
Dave in the front.
Mickey, I guess the frustrating thing is that you guys having individual efforts from time to time. I mean, guys in the lineup, whether it's Alonzo or McNeil or even some of the starting pitching, but you're always missing that one piece, it seems, each day that's been kind of holding you back. Is that what gives you optimism and makes you think you can kind of pull it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a talented team. We believe in ourselves. But lately our bullpen hasn't been performing the way we would all like it to. So we got to fix that part of it. And, if that had been going the way we want to and we expect it's going to turn into, we'd be in a good spot right now. But it hasn't. So we're going to work diligently every day to put ourselves in a better spot to go out there and have success. And if we do that, then I know we'll get to what we want to get to. And that's to get to 500 and then start building upon that.
Justine?
Mickey, you guys out-hit the Cardinals today. Were you pleased with the lineup changes that you made coming into this game?
Yeah. I thought our guys swung the bats. You know, the guys that kind of played in other people's spots are the ones that were responsible for the runs we did get. They swung the bats well. We did out hit them. You know, we got, 10 hits? They got 3. You know, it's just we didn't get enough runs. We got some early. We kept ourselves in the game. And like I said earlier, we both were within one swing, and they got the big one. We didn't.
Zach?
Mickey, like you said, you out-hit them 10-3. I mean, how frustrating was this weekend as a whole when you had the 2 games earlier on Friday where you had leads in both and you couldn't close them, and then today to out-hit them 10-3 and not to win?
Yeah, it's frustrating. We did put ourselves in a position to win, and we didn't get as many wins as we'd like. You know, I thought we could have won 3, and we had a chance to win 4. But that's not what happened. So we'll accept it, and we'll move on, learn from it, and go out there in this big series coming up and do better.